Hello, is Tracy Ellison?
It's Tracy.
Oh, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race, not including black with Hispanic, or mixed race, black with Hispanic?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
43.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, was that?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Ten.
Then we have reducing crime and gun violence.
Ten.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating what?
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Oh,
like the deserts. Yeah. Thank you. Then we have making housing more affordable.
7.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
And finally for this section, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
What was that last question?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Do I believe what was it?
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two from the list. Is it marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack?
Alcohol and crack.
Thank you very much. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
You said, what was the question?
Yes. Do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Do I believe the government should do that?
Do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy?
That the government should do what to the strategy?
Stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction.
Blocking.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with a product. The first one is oral nicotine pouches.
I'm familiar.
And would you say is very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have e-cigarettes or vapes.
Somewhat familiar.
And the last one on the list is heat not burn tobacco products.
What was that?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
You said heat not burn?
Yes, correct.
No, I'm not. Well, yeah, somewhat. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains as the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful forms of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Is it more government restrictions and bans? Instruction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, cost of smoking has gone up, or more education in anti-tobacco advertising?
Alternatives.
The alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'd like to read to you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with most or more. The first one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescriptions medication. Or, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risks compared to cigarettes.
The second one? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More.
And is that much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
Strongly disagree.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being do not agree at all, 5 being somewhat agree, and 10 strongly agree. Any number between 0 and 10?
0.
Thank you. The next one is, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Six.
If that was a 6?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like Naloxone and Narcan. This drug just doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science, and that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
3.
Thank you. Then we have, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year is not in the health of white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend that it isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence reduction, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve the health outcomes in the African American community?
Seven.
Oh, we just want to know if you agree or disagree.
Oh, I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, we're going to finally go to the demographic questions. So in the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Was it?
Pipe tobacco.
Oh, no.
Wine?
Huh?
Wine?
Wine, yes.
Yeah. And beer?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Liquor or what?
Spirits. Or spirits, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep and Chew? Deep or Chew, I'm sorry.
No. No.
Then we have heat not burn tobacco products.
What was that?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
No.
Then we have coffee.
Yes.
And soda or pops.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now switching gears a little bit. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Two.
Thank you. Was that a yes?
Yes, two.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
And does it apply to you or someone in your household or both?
Someone in my household.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And is the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.